Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 30, The Transcendental Pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Part 2. The names indicate different understandings of various aspects of Krishna's transcendental personality. Because Krishna is on the absolute platform, there is no difference between the holy name of Krishna and the Supreme Lord Himself. There are different names for the Supreme Lord, and these names have different purposes and meanings. For instance, Krishna is known as Paramatma, the Supersoul, or Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth, or Srishtikarta, the Creator, or Narayana, the Transcendental Lord, or Rukmini Ramana, the husband of Rukmini, and Gopinath, the enjoyer of the gopis, and of course, Krishna. So in this way, Krishna has different names, and these names indicate different functions. For example, the aspect of the Supreme Lord as the Creator is different from the aspect of the Lord as Narayana. Some of the names of the Lord as the Creator are conceived by materialistic men. So one cannot fully realize the essence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by understanding the name of the Creator, because this material creation is a function of the external energy of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the conception of God as the Creator includes only the external feature. And similarly, when we call the Supreme Lord Brahman, we cannot have any understanding of the six opulences of the Supreme Lord. For in Brahman realization, the six opulences of Krishna are not realized in full. Therefore, Brahman realization is not complete understanding of the Supreme Lord. And neither is Paramatma realization, realization of the Supersoul, full realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the all-pervading nature of the Supreme Lord is but a partial representation of Krishna's opulence. Why, even the transcendental relationship experienced by a devotee of Narayana in Vaikuntha is still incomplete in that it is not realization of a relationship with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. The devotees of Krishna do not relish devotional service to Narayana because devotional service to Krishna is so attractive that Krishna's devotees do not desire to worship any other form. Thus, the gopis of Vrindavan do not like to see Krishna as the husband of Rukmini, nor do they address Krishna as Rukmini Ramana. For in Vrindavan, Krishna is addressed as Radha Krishna, the Krishna who is the property of Srimati Radharani. Although the husband of Rukmini and Radha's Krishna are on the same level in the ordinary sense, still, in the spiritual world, the names indicate different understandings of various aspects of Krishna's transcendental personality. If one equalizes Rukmini Ramana, Radha Ramana, Narayana, or any other name of the Supreme Lord, then one commits the fault of overlapping taste, which is technically called rasa abhasa. Those who are expert devotees do not accept such amalgamations, which are against the conclusions of pure devotional service. Although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, embodies all super excellence and beauty, when Krishna is amongst the damsels of Braja, Krishna is thus known as Gopi Jana Vallabha. The devotees cannot relish the beauty of the Supreme Lord more than that of the damsels of Braja. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed that although Krishna, the son of Devaki, is the last word in super excellence and beauty, when Krishna is amongst the gopis, it appears that Krishna is a sublime jewel set amongst divine golden craftsmanship. Although Lord Chaitanya accepted this as the highest realization of the Supreme Lord as conjugal lover, Lord Chaitanya nonetheless requested Ramananda Roy to proceed further. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 30, The Transcendental Pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Part 2. Krishna's names indicate different understandings of his various aspects. Recorded September 24, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.